Fox. A News Corporation company. £14.92. 20th Century Fox presents a £14.92 picture. A Chris Columbus film. Day, a view of the Golden Gate Bridge, Hugh Grant. 9 months. Julianna Moore. Tom Arnold. Joan Cusack. Jeff Goldblum. A beach with a scattering of people. Joey Simrin, Ashley Johnson, Mia Cortet, and Robin Williams. A couple sprawl on a beach towel enjoying the summer's day.
All right. Toast time.
All right.
This is amazingly enough to us. Five incredible, incredible years.
They chink glasses. The redhead, Rebecca, smiles and sips her wine. The wavy-haired man, Sam, and Rebecca smooch blissfully happy.
Brandon! Leaving you 5 minutes, sweetie.
A small child builds a sandcastle. Rebecca fixes her gaze on him. Her face softens. She smiles wistfully. The boy pats down another bucket of sand. Her face drops.
Samuel?
Yeah?
Do you want more?
No, thanks. No, I've had lots.
No, not lunch. I mean more for us.
She stares at him intently. Sam blinks and nods.
By which you mean, the big M, mariage.
Well, right? Yeah, I'm over 30 and I feel like something's missing.
He hesitates.
Okay. Well, you know, what could possibly be missing? Let's look at that, because, You know, we live in a fantastic apartment. My practice is really good. It's thriving, as they say. We get on, I think, better than most married couples.
Sure.
I'd say life was dangerously close to perfection, actually. So, why would you want to change things? Why change what's perfect? Yeah?
Right.
Okay. New toast to stability.
Honey!
Sam turns. A kite knocks him flat.
Of course!
Shit, honey! I hit a guy! Come on!
The owner, a thick-set man, Marty, sprints to the rescue.
Excuse me, ma'am! I know CPR!
Marty flings Rebecca out of the way. He pounces on Sam's head, pinches his nose, and sticks his fingers down his throat. Sam struggles as the man tries to blow air into him. A curly-haired woman, Gail, looks on.
Oh, you're conscious?
Yes.
I thought you were trying to French kiss me.
I was trying to scream.
Oh, don't get up. Don't get up. You may have a concussion.
Sir,
I'm fine.
I think he's all right.
I've got it under control, madam. Thank you,
I'm
though.
I'm fine.
Is your head hurt?
Yes.
Are you nauseated?
Very.
Okay, open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Wide.
Wide. Okay. Your pupils aren't dilated. All right, you're okay. I brought you back.
Sir.
I brought him back, everybody.
He's okay.
All right, you okay?
All right.
Just, buddy. Oh, sorry, buddy.
No, careful.
No lawsuit.
Good, no lawsuit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Marty Dwyer.
Yeah. Samuel Fulton.
How you doing, buddy? Good to meet you. Listen, I'm sorry. We were over there flying a kite, and a big wind came along, and bam, cracked you right on the noggin. But I guess you'd know that since you're...
Kids! Stop that! Your manners!
Oh, no. There's plenty. It's fine. Help yourselves.
This sucks! It tastes like poo!
Oh, bloody hell.
Hey, what did I tell you about spitting in other people's food? No. Oh, please. Here, eat this. Eat that, honey.
You know, I know you.
Huh? I don't think so.
You're Sean's friend. The, kitty, you know,
had one of them?
Shrink.
Yes, yes, I'm a psychotherapist. Would you like some help with your children?
I met you last year at Sean's loft. I'm his sister, Gail.
Oh, hi. I'm Rebecca.
Nice to see you again. Look, I'm sorry, that's beluga. It's $64 an ounce. It's not dog food.
Oh, sorry. I'll write you a check.
No, it's fine. Just...
Okay.
Cats, let's say thank you to the man for the nice cheese and give him a big hug.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
The girls hug Sam, who cringes.
Break it up! Come on now! Come on, we got stuff to do.
Come
on, man!
No!
Come on!
No, no.
Come on! All right!
Come on, Sprinkler, let's go!
Come on!
Don't be here to ruin your picnic.
No! Why would you think that?
Okay, you guys take it easy. We'll see you around.
Okay, bye.
You see, breeders. Perfect example of the product of change.
Night, Sam and Rebecca's apartment. Rebecca puts soft music on. The two curl up on the sofa and gaze into the log fire. Casting by Janet Hirschenson and Jane Jenkins. Costume designer, Jay Hurley. Rebecca strokes Sam's hair. Music by Hans Zimmer.
Swelling's gone down.
Still quite painful, actually. You know, all I'm saying is that there should just be two areas on the beach, one for adults and one for children, and then, you know, everyone's happy.
Is that any better?
She kisses his forehead.
Yeah. That's much better.
You're too tense. You need to loosen up.
She pulls Sam out of his seat. Edited by Raja Gosnell. They cuddle up together and slow waltz. Production designer Angelo P. Graham. Director of photography Donald McAlpine. They snuggle up. They kiss. Executive producers Joan Bradshaw, Christopher Lambert. Based on the film Neuf Mois, written and directed by Patrick Braudé. Produced by Chris Columbus, Mark Radcliffe, Michael Barnathan and Anne Francois. Written for the screen and directed by Chris Columbus. The City, a plush office block. Sam sits behind his desk, facing a truculent teen.
My dad's an asshole.
Sam gazes intently.
Okay. Good. Interesting. Is that something you can maybe elaborate on a little bit for me, Truman?
Okay.
Great.
My dad's a giant asshole.
On Sam feigning encouragement.
Yeah.
Sam drives his red sports car up to the Institute of Dance. He hurries up the steps to the school entrance. Students and teachers mill around a hallway. Sam peers into a classroom where Rebecca is teaching children the basics of ballet.
One, two. Okay, now when you bring your arms up round, like this, okay, on around, round.
He smiles and strikes a pas de bras.
Yeah, look at that.
He performs a plié, the little girl giggles. Rebecca blows him a kiss. Sam blows a kiss back. The little girls join in. On a road leading out of the city...
I don't know about Truman. I mean, I'll get him to open up. But, you know, he's got very severe problems. And we know who we can thank for those problems, don't we? Huh?
Hmm?
You know, his parents.
32.
It's so incredible that the state requires you to take a written test to drive a car, but any complete moron can become a parent and just destroy a child's life. It's like people just have babies on a whim. Like,
four.
I mean, surely to be a parent, you have to plan ahead a little bit. Say to yourself, do I really want to become a parent?
Yes.
Am I ready for that responsibility?
I'm pregnant.
What?
Pregnant? He takes his eyes off the road. Rebecca swerves the sports car out of the way of the truck. It ploughs through roadworks. Sam steers it around a stack of pipes into a second stack. They hit a digger and smash the front of the car.
Well, I guess you don't want the baby.
Later, the police cars drive off. The roadside assistance driver checks the car's engine.
Sir, your car will be ready in a minute. You're lucky the engine's in the back.
Right?
Rebecca sits alone some distance away. Sam ambles over and sits next to her.
Hi. Ready in a minute. So, we are absolutely certain about this, right?
Well, my period's 10 days late.
Right. And there's no way you could have, had it and just not noticed.
She glowers.
Sorry, ridiculous. This is stupid.
Could you be a little more positive about this, more supportive?
I'm trying to be positive.
Well, killing us in a head-on collision is not what I call positive.
Oh, I suppose it must have been shock, you know? Just out of the blue, you say you're pregnant. I think it was just a little bit unexpected.
No kidding.
Probably the reason for the crash. You know, I thought you were using birth control.
I was.
Yeah, right.
Your car's ready now, sir.
Great.
Sam jumps up and returns to the car.
Oh. You don't believe me.
No?
You think I got pregnant on the sly behind your back?
No.
Do you think I planned this? Because I'm as flipped out about this as you are, Samuel.
Yeah. I suppose I just thought that birth control had a little teeny element of actual control about it. Thought it was supposed to be foolproof.
Well, yeah, nothing is foolproof. It's only 97% effective. It says so right there on the box.
Yeah, right. 97% effective. So therefore 3% completely bloody ineffective, huh? They should put that on the box.
Rebecca swallows. They drive through acres of vineyards and up to a picturesque, low-slung, whitewashed house. A gangly, dark-haired man, Sean, and a petite blonde come out to greet them.
Hey, Sean!
Who's the blonde?
No idea. Oh, my God!
Hi.
Jesus! Oh, hey, how are you? Hey, this is Bobby. This is Rebecca. And Sam.
Hi.
I was getting worried about you guys. What happened to this car?
Oh, long story.
Look at him. What happened to Christine?
A long story. So this is where you two are going to stay. Like it?
Yeah, lovely. Great.
So what do you think of her?
What, you mean the blonde?
Yeah.
Well, she's attractive. She's very attractive.
Well, Sam, she's 25 years old. Her skin is like a ribbon candy. Breasts like a sponge cake. Her calves are like calzone. I mean, highly edible. Highly edible. She's crazy about sex. You know, this is somebody to get me over the rough spots. Tell me.
What do you mean, what rough spots?
Oh, Christine left me.
Sam stopped sipping his wine.
Shit.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, a week ago.
What happened?
Well, she wanted a child.
Sam drops a glass which shatters.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
What an idiot.
No, leave that.
Yeah. Got it.
Jesus. Okay, here, take it.
She was, Christine wanted a baby.
Oh, she was hungry for seed. So I closed the iron door. Denied her my essence. You know, I'm not ready to be biologically extraneous. She would have devoured me from the head down, you know, chewed up my manhood, swallowed my youth, and gobbled me up like some praying mantis. Not for me.
What do you mean, praying mantis?
You know, the female mantis, after she has sex with her mate, she eats him.
Oh, yeah. But Christine wasn't pregnant or anything like that.
No, I said, well, what do you mean, like on the sly or something?
On the sly, or just, you know, in the run of things.
No. I mean, Christine has her faults, but I don't know who would do that. That's a knife in the back.
Yeah.
You know, that's certain. No, of course not. That's some voodoo woman who stays up at night and puts pins in her diaphragm.
Huh.
Spooky, Sam.
Jesus.
That's a she-snake. That's like the most hateful, cruel, sneaky, horrible thing you can do. Who would do that?
Sam sees an image of a praying mantis when he looks at Rebecca. The mantis attacks her mate and bites into him. Then she eats him alive. Sam jolts up from bed.
They eat the father! They eat the father!
Honey,
they eat him!
Honey, what, honey? Honey, what? Who eats fathers?
No one.
What?
Sorry. Just a bad dream. Okay. Silly dream.
Okay, you worry too much. Just relax. Lie down, okay? Lie down. It's okay, baby. Whatever happens, we can work it out.
Rebecca strokes his chest.
I know.
I love you. I loved you since the first moment I saw you. You're the only one I want to be the father of my children. Whether it's now or later.
She kisses him gently. They embrace. He lays back in the bed and smiles broadly.
I love it when you do that.
Do what?
That thing you're doing with my knee. That is so good.
Oh, Samuel.
Stop it, I love it. Go on.
Samuel.
Well, yeah.
I'm not doing anything with your knee.
Folks, she's going through a hiding phase, and it's something the kids do for attention, you know. So, hey, honey, up a bit. You're getting it dirty. God only knows what's on there. Listen, oh. Hey, honey, it's the people from the beach.
Hi.
Oh, that's great. Don't worry, we didn't bring a kite this time. But how about another one of them kisses, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, we found her.
We've been looking for her for an hour.
Yeah, here, honey, quit reading that book. Go call the neighbors and tell them to call up the search party. Please,
right.
Go.
Okay.
You, please call right. The sheriff before the choppers go up.
Okay,
folks, we're real sorry. So, looks like it's gonna be a full house this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Party time, then. I'm sorry. Get back in there. Listen, sorry, and I'm gonna take off. You guys are gonna be here all weekend, right?
Yeah.
All right, sounds great. Good to see you. Come on.
You didn't tell me they were coming for the weekend.
My sister and her husband, they didn't tell me either. They always show up uninvited. I hope they don't spoil your weekend.
Oh, no.
We'll be fine. The kids seem adorable, really.
Oh, they're monsters. They're monsters. See, this is why I don't want kids.
Sam forces a smile. A large, well-manicured backyard containing a swimming pool and a neatly trimmed lawn. On the grass, a long, oblong table crammed with people. Gail acts as hostess and pours wine.
Is that I just think it's such baloney and such a cliché that the artist has to be messed up and have a life of deprivation.
Yeah.
Being an alcoholic or being deprived in some way. It's how you use, obviously, with imagination and passion, whatever it is.
I love you.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's nice, and I think you're great.
Marry me, Captain Ronaldo.
Whoa. Who's Captain Ronaldo?
Marry me. Make me your wife. We'll honeymoon in Paris.
Well, I'm not sure.
It's King Stanislaw's daughter, isn't it? You're madly in love with her.
Who's King Stanislaw?
Don't deny it.
Right.
I saw the two of you kissing, bro.
What?
You betrayed me.
She hit me. She just hit me incredibly hard.
Shannon, no hitting.
Shannon.
Okay, you run along. You go play with your sisters, okay? We're going to talk about it later.
You weasel.
Oh, God, I am so sorry about that. She's been reading these Harlequin romance novels, you know, and she's just obsessed with it.
It's kind of cute, really.
Isn't it cute? Yeah, lovely. Not many teeth left in the left-hand corner of my mouth, but cute.
What a puss. All right, everybody. I've got an announcement to make. Gail and I are going to have a new baby.
Gail giggles, they kiss, Sean groans.
Oh, shit, another one.
He covers his eyes in horror.
So, I'd like to make a toast to my wife, most beautiful pregnant woman in the whole world.
On a perplexed Sam, the guests chink glasses.
You know, you could be the toughest guy in the world, but when you see your child look in your eyes and you know that child knows that you're their dad...
Suddenly, it smiles.
I mean, it's like... I just cannot explain it. It's like magic.
Yeah. Is it magic when they do that little dribble of vomit down your shoulder?
Sam sniggers. A sad Gale glances at him.
I'm sorry if we're boring you, pal.
Just a joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just forget it.
The guy is rude. He's rude.
Sorry, what did you say?
You are rude.
Rude? You think I'm rude?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry. It's all right, honey. It's fine. It's fine. Let's just deal with this accusation of rudeness, because like an idiot, I was under the impression that you were the one monopolizing the conversation.
Well, I'm sorry, too, if I'm a little excited about my wife and I having another baby. I know it might not be a big thing to you.
Yeah, and is it, well, you are excited, and is that a reason to exclude 8 other people from the conversation?
Well, I didn't realize this was a freaking group therapy session,
okay,
doctor.
Honey.
How much do things. I owe you, you for 4 minutes?
You didn't realize that your dog was a menace. You didn't realize that you were a crashing ball.
You know what? I would walk over there and kick your bony little ass if I wasn't going to have my 5-year-old daughter do it.
Forget it. Drop the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, Mari, come on, guy. That's it. You know, after all, he does have a point, but, you know, just drop it.
Sean, he's a dick. And you're an even bigger dick for taking his side over family.
No, you know, it's just that you and Gail used to be interested in all kind of other things, politics, music, art. Now it's just nothing but kids, kids, kids.
Well, my kids happen to be very meaningful to me. When my first was born, it was one of the most exciting moments of my life. I felt like I really made a contribution to this world.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Absolutely. And the world is overpopulated. Our society has too many starving children.
Well, I would say our society has too many starving artists.
Sean glares and puckers his lips.
Hasn't been lucrative, that's true, but that doesn't mean that, you know, what I do isn't respectable. Look at Van Gogh. While he was living, didn't sell one painting. Now his stuff goes for $40 million.
John, so. I got a quick question for you. How long are you going to have to be dead before you can pay that phone bill?
Hey, why do you guys really, really come here? Is it just to ruin my weekends and embarrass me in front of my friends at my home?
Your home? This isn't your home. It was our parents' home, but I don't see you making any contributions. You've got no wife, no kids, you insult the only family you have. You keep this up, you'll die alone, like a dog, like a bum. Like Van Gogh.
Gail stalks off. The guests fall silent. Sean stares into space. At the therapy session in Sam's office, Sam has his back to the truculent teen, Truman. Truman frowns.
Hey, Doc, you all right? Are you okay?
Yeah. What?
You don't look so good. You look like you're gonna puke or something.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you, Truman. Fine. I was just listening to what you were saying there. That was interesting. That was a key sentence. Would you mind repeating it just so I can get it down?
You're an asshole.
Right.
And Dad's a bastard.
Yeah.
On a perspiring Sam.
I can't be a father. I can't. Why would I want to have a child? Just so he can call me a bastard in 10 years' time? I mean, we'd have to move out. We don't have space for a child.
Rebecca and me were wonderful together. It's just insane to spoil this.
Just two of us, that's how it should be. This baby is not a good idea. That's what I'll tell her. Beck?
Hi, right there. Just stay back.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
I'll tell her now.
Hi.
Beck.
Hi.
Listen, Beck.
Samuel?
No,
no,
wait.
I've been thinking.
Wait.
No, wait. This pregnancy was an accident. It took us completely by surprise.
Right.
And we've been doing really great together, and a baby would change everything.
Yeah, I suppose it could.
Our apartment's not ready for a baby.
No.
I mean, we'd have to redecorate.
Yep.
I'd have to quit my job. I mean, nobody wants to take dance class from a big, fat, pregnant lady. I mean, nah. We're not ready for a child. There's not one good reason that we should keep this baby. But I still want to.
Sam's face falls.
heartbeat.
Maybe it's crazy, but I feel it living inside me.
Mm.
And I really want this baby.
Okay.
What about you?
What do I think?
Yeah, I'm just saying how I feel, so, what do you feel?
Right, how do I feel on that one? Well,
Rebecca fixes him with a tear-stained stare. Sam hesitates.
Feel exactly the same as you?
Really?
Yeah.
She hugs him.
We won't let it change us.
No.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Can you wait here for just a minute? I have to go to the bathroom again. It's one of the many, many joys of pregnancy. Okay. Oh, gosh. We're going to have a baby. Oh, gosh.
Rebecca skips off down the corridor. A despairing Sam runs his fingers through his hair.
I'm such a coward. Sorry. Forget. It's nothing to do with you.
Sam and Rebecca's room. The candles are lit and clothing scattered everywhere.
Oh, baby, you were incredible.
Not bad, eh?
That was the single most satisfying sexual experience of my life.
Well, I aim to please.
And now it's time for dinner.
Dinner.
An image of a praying mantis. The huge praying mantis leans forward in the bed and hones in on Sam. Sam is in bed with the cat.
Samuel!
Time
to get up. Today's our first doctor's appointment.
Today?
Yeah, I told you about it 2 weeks ago. And then last week, 3 days ago, and twice, I think, yesterday.
Sorry, honey, I completely forgot.
Yeah. Figures.
I swear I won't forget the next time.
At the doctor's reception.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Rebecca Taylor. I'm here to see Dr. Green.
Oh, Dr. Green's been out with pneumonia. You can see his associate, Dr. Kosovich, or you can reschedule.
Yes, I think. Just reschedule.
Yeah, we can see Dr. Kosovich. Are you sure?
Why, is there a problem?
Oh, no. It's just that Dr. Kosovich is new from Russia. He's a little nervous. Oh, but very sweet.
Well, we're already here. We may as well see Dr. Kosovich. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
The receptionist fakes a smile.
Мамочка, нет. Мама, я должен работать. Папа умер. Да, я не буду папа. Мамочка, меня догоняйте. Да. Хватит, мама. Папа умер. Но я не папа.
Please, come sit down. One moment. Little family business.
Мама, я должен работать здесь.
It's not one thing, it's your mother. Please sit down. I'm very sorry. Oh, hello.
The bespectacled Dr. Kosovich beams nervously. He shuffles in his seat.
So, yeah, we hear you're from Russia.
You have a problem with it?
No.
I'm not a communist. Well, I was briefly member of party, but it was not a party for me. But it was only for medical reasons. I was a scientist. In Russia, I was chief of abstraction.
Obstruction?
Abstraction?
Abstraction?
Obstetrics, I think you mean.
That's it. Obstetrics? Yes, hold on a moment here. Not obstruction, it's obstetrics. Yes, I was head of obstetrics research at Plazansky Hospital in Leningrad, now St. Petersburg.
Yes. And what brings you here, then?
Well, I never get a chance to work with people in Russia.
Oh, it's more of the sort of technical side.
No, animals.
Animals?
Only rats and monkeys.
Rats?
It's like a little change of scenery. You know, after 10 years, you've seen one red ash, you've seen them all. I also want a patient who won't bite me. And last month, I received my new license, and now I'm able to deliver human babies. Okay, now, I have a computer program here that I have written myself that will calculate your due date very accurately. Okay? Fine. When was the first day of your last menopause?
Menopause?
Menstruation.
Menstruation.
Period.
End of sentence.
March 11th.
March 11th. March 11th, 3. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here it comes. The baby will be due December 8th.
Okay.
Congratulations. And the baby was conceived March 17th.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, most people know that, but some people are too drunk, they don't remember.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong?
I'm not the father.
What? Samuel!
Oh, God.
On March 17th, I was away at a child psychiatric conference in Boston, remember?
Samuel, what are you saying?
Maybe I should leave you two alone.
That's fine, I'm going.
No! Wait! Come back! Sit down! Samuel, sit down! Now check your computer again!
It is... The computer
no,
is very active!
No! Check the goddamn computer!
Check it!
Check it!
Don't yell at me! Please don't do this to me! I spent a year in Afghanistan! I have sometimes very low tolerance for pressure!
Well, come on!
One moment, I will check it, okay? What is wrong with the thing? Oh, fuck me! It's not working! It's a yummy thing! Hold on, okay. What is wrong? Oh! Oh, okay. Okay. Excuse me. This is the problem. It is feces flying into the fan. It is a problem. There are function keys. One is for humans and one is for simians. And you're not a simian?
No, I'm not.
I had you as a baboon. Okay.
Sorry.
Hold on. I figured it out. There you go. Were you here March 23rd?
Yeah.
With her?
Yes.
Okay, everything is fine now. We are all back online and your baby will be born on December 15th. Okay, now it is time for the physical examination. Let's go take a look at your Volvo. Okay? Come with me into here. I warm my hands up for you. Please, come in.
A bed with metal leg supports.
All right, madam, if you would take off your clothes and get undressed, we will begin, okay? And you may stay in the room, sir, if you like.
That's fine, I'll wait.
Don't you dare leave me alone with him.
I'll stay, I'd like to stay, that's all right.
Very good. Okay, let me get it ready for you, just...
Dr. Kosovich manipulates two levers. The front of the bed shoots up, and the metal supports oscillate by the bed.
Okay, I think we've worked out all the insects. Giddy up.
He pats the bed.
Run.
Is not delivering me.
That's fine, he won't. He's just a replacement and Dr. Green will be there.
Honey, let me help you, honey. Just be gentle!
Honey, listen, I'm just thinking about the baby. Let's just keep it to ourselves, huh?
Yeah, all right. I mean, talking about it before the third month is bad luck anyway, right?
I think so.
Marty! Look!
Hey, look who's here!
Here!
Hey, guys, what the hell?
Here.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Fine. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not pregnant.
You're not pregnant?
No.
Oh. All right.
Huh. What are you doing on the maternity floor?
Oh, are we on the maternity floor? Good grief, we're completely lost.
Yeah.
Poor old Beck, she just had some bad Chinese
last night.
And we're here to see the gastrointestinal specialist, mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah. What's his name?
His name?
Yeah. You tell me his name, I can probably tell you what floor he's on.
That's right. She volunteers here. Mm-hmm. I've sold cars to almost every doctor. I don't want to brag. Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
What's his name?
It's Dr. something, isn't it? It's Dr.
This is ridiculous.
Excuse me?
I think it's...
Oh, gosh, thanks. I didn't even realize I'd left it. Thank you very much.
You have a small pussy.
What?
Well, I found the little hairs on the bag.
What?
You know, the koshka, the, you know...
Oh, cat!
Cat!
Yes, yeah. we have a cat.
Well, you must get rid of it.
What?
Well... The cats, they spread the disease.
Oh, yeah, where the small worms.
Small worms, yeah, in the poop. Yes, that.
Toxoplasmosis.
Toxoplasmosis, thank you.
Thank you both very much, but Skippy is old and clean, and I don't think there'll be a problem in that direction.
Okay, well, it is your choice. The cat or the baby. Sorry to bring you that news.
Baby.
Oh, congratulations, guys.
I'm so excited!
All right! Congratulations, you guys. Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you
very much.
Well,
great.
Gail cuddles Sam and kisses Rebecca.
I've been lied to before. You're pretty good at it, though.
We could use a man like you down at the car lot.
Well, it
That's so exciting.
We're happy for you.
Aw, thanks.
How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I've been a little tired, but other than that...
Hey, everybody gets tired, you know, sure, but it's just that the whole thing. It's just such a life-changing event.
Yeah. We're just...
Yeah, listen, I'll give you my number. Call me.
I'd like
We can go baby shopping, okay. Have lunch, take exercise. And you gotta get that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Uh-huh. Hey, we got some great videos you could watch because we filmed every one of her births. That's great. You got to film your first one because that's the best because it's like the bloodiest, you know? Yeah, blood everywhere. Things are shooting in and out. People are screaming. Stuff's getting torn apart and sewed back together. It's like a really good World War II movie.
Let me give you my number.
Oh, yeah.
So you going to keep the car?
Yeah, it's fine now, thanks. Cost a bit of money, but it's only 3 months old, you know.
But it only seats two people.
It always did.
Yeah, right, but you're going to have a baby now. Yeah. So you're gonna need something bigger.
Yeah, you could never fit a car seat in there. You don't even have seatbelts.
No, you couldn't. I don't even know where the trunk is. Listen, stop down by the lot. I'll make you a good deal. All right?
Great.
Honey, we gotta go.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Bad Chinese. Buddy!
Marty punches Sam in the stomach.
Come on, baby. Let's roll. See you guys.
Okay.
I hate him. I loathe him. I detest him. Do you know, he just tried to sell me a new car. Can you believe that?
But you know, he's right. We're going to need something bigger, something with four seats.
But Hannah, you know how much I love my car, and I've worked pretty hard for it.
Well, what do you suggest we do? Tie the baby to the hood like a deer?
Well, no, but maybe you could get your own car.
My salary? Come on.
Well, put it this way, I'm not getting rid of the car. Simple as that.
What about the cat?
Huh? Would you believe Dr. Zhivago in there, the monkey doctor?
He's right about the cat. I've read about it. Cats can be dangerous for a baby. I mean, not only can they give a baby toxoplasmosis, but they can suffocate the baby, they can claw the baby.
Skippy is 16 years old. He can barely move. He's half blind. He hasn't got the strength to suffocate anyone.
Well, what about hygiene? You know, in the kitchen, I mean, you get cat hair on a baby bottle, a cat can lick a baby's dish, and you get cat saliva everywhere.
Now, just wait. You said that this baby wouldn't change our life. Now, suddenly I have to sell the car I love. I have to get rid of the cat I've had for 16 years. I mean, this is the second month, and our lives are practically unrecognizable.
He leaps in the car. Rebecca's face drops like a stone. At Talbot's Toyland, Arnie the Green Dragon entertains a crowd of children outside the store. Inside, a granny holds a baby next to a blue rocking horse.
I really appreciate your asking us to come along. Kind of hoping that this will get Samuel excited about having a baby.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because if things don't change, then I'm thinking about leaving him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure you are. I thought about leaving Marty all the time, but this is his first time. You got to give him a chance. He needs practice.
No, you don't understand. He's completely uninvolved. This whole baby thing really scares him.
Yeah, he's just probably having trouble facing it. See, if you have a baby, that means he's got to grow up. That's what he's really afraid of. The baby's the fun part. That's fun. You know, I mean, look at all this stuff.
Marty dunks a basketball.
Yeah! Woo! Boy, he's gonna love this.
So you know you're having a boy, right?
Yeah.
Was it because Gail took one of those amnio tests, I suppose?
No.
Well, how do you know that?
I just know.
How?
I can tell it's a boy by the way she's carrying it all in front.
But they don't often carry them at the back, do they?
Okay, now, if it's a boy, you carry him low down like this, you know? If it's a girl, it's up like this, but if it's a boy, it's down like this, right? Okay? Plus, there are special ways to ensure that it'll be a boy.
What do you mean, special ways?
Well, when we made love...
Yeah?
We used special positions.
Oh, please, there's no wives' tale, that stuff.
You'll see.
Sometimes I'm not sure I want this baby.
Oh, Missy, of course you do. It's just such a privilege. There's hundreds of women who spend thousands of dollars every day trying to get pregnant. It's like our profound biological right. It's something men can never experience. I mean, it has to be the right time for you, but really, it's a miracle. And then when the baby comes, there's moments of sheer happiness.
Even if you're alone? You know, I mean, I know that it's fashionable, PC, all that, to be a strong, independent single mother, and I'm prepared for that. You know, I can do that. But, I would love this baby to have a mother and a father. I would love to have a family, and I would love to marry Samuel.
All he has to do is ask.
Missy.
Gail gives Rebecca a cuddle. Outside Arnie the Green Dragon's stall.
Okie dokie. Okay, girls, you tell your mommy if she loves you, she'll buy you the whole Arnie collection.
Thank you, Arnie.
Okay, who loves you, girls?
Arnie.
You know it. Bye-bye. Well, hey there, fellas. How about taking home a new Arnie doll for the kiddies?
Oh, no thank you, buddy.
Oh, hey, mister. You'd look great in one of my Arnie Loves You t-shirts. They come in extra, extra, extra large.
Oh, I bet they do, but no thank you.
Oh, how about one of my new Arnie Loves You videos? Love is for you and me.
No thanks, okay?
We are one big family.
Shut up, okay? I'm not going to buy your damn video.
Oh, but the kids will love
no,
it.
No, my kids will hate it because they think your show sucks.
A pregnant pause.
Oh.
But thanks, thanks anyway.
Well, sure, hey. Hey, no hard feelings, okay?
All right, sorry.
It's okay. So long.
So long.
Hey, you cheap shit.
What did you say?
Huh? Oh, gee, I didn't say nothing, mister. You must be hearing things.
He didn't say anything much.
Bye-bye. Arnie loves you. You penis head.
No, I heard that.
No.
Where it was?
I heard what you said.
Oh, come on, Mike. Forget it. He's someone pathetic in a dinosaur suit. Come on.
There's children around here.
Forget it. Come on.
Yeah,
let's go.
Sure. Oh, so no. Long, you fat-ass pussy.
That's it.
No. Marty charges at Arnie. He punches him on his furry nose.
Come on,
no,
wiener!
No. Come on, you bitch! Here's one for the queen!
Arnie smacks Sam in the face.
I'll get it, Sammy!
Hey, cut it out! Ah, you hit like a girl, you flatulent butthead! I'll take both you wieners on! You and that pussy boyfriend!
Right, you bastard!
Come on!
Children gather round.
Hey, tell your sister to let go of my tail! You weak-fisted Nancy boy!
Marty jumps on top of the bedraggled dragon.
Bastard! I'll shove an Arnie Loves You lunchbox up your ass! Right.
Sam belts him with a plastic baseball.
Marty! Daniel!
Oh, you fool! Hi, Eddie! We're right with you!
He's such a jerk!
Shh, we're in trouble. Oh, sure, run to Mommy! Come on, I'll wipe the floor with you!
Marty kicks Arnie in his furry head. Out at a marina restaurant. Rebecca pours syrup all over her oversized breakfast. Scrambled eggs, piles of pancakes.
Wow, that's quite a breakfast you got there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you certainly got your appetite back.
Boy. I don't know if you noticed, but the first 3 months were really tough on me. But now, you know, my breasts don't hurt, and no more nausea, no more insomnia, and I feel great.
Oh, good news.
So, I was thinking, you know, I mean, I know it's been 2 months since we made love, but, maybe we could fool around tonight.
Check. Leave the breakfast.
No, but I haven't finished the food.
At the Dream Oasis Country Inn, Sam screeches his car into the entranceway of a plush country manor. He drags Rebecca into their suite. They embrace and kiss passionately.
I'll be right back.
What?
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Be here for me.
Right. Ready when you are.
He kicks off his shoes and half yanks off his jumper. He unbelts his trousers, pulls the zip down, and falls over as his trousers wrap round his ankles. He rips open his shirt and flings it aside. He leaps into bed. He hurls his underpants over the duvet. Rebecca sashays in. She slowly unbuttons her floral dress to reveal a skimpy, pink satin undergarment. She sways from side to side.
Oh my God.
Sam gapes. She wiggles her shoulders. She throws off her shoes. Sam wipes his mouth. Rebecca wriggles off her dress and caresses her thighs. Sugar, let's get it on. Sam oohs to the music. The needle scratches. Rebecca jolts.
The baby, it moved.
Sam shrugs. She hops into bed.
Oh, here, put your hand here. It's like bubbles.
I don't feel anything.
No, just wait. No, it stopped. What a shame.
Yeah.
It's an incredible feeling.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've got plenty more time to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They flop down in bed. They kiss and embrace.
Honey, do you think we're hurting the baby?
No. No.
He kisses all down her arm.
Because if I can feel it, then it can feel me.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yes, yes. Yes, it can. What if the baby can see?
See what, my love?
Your penis. Coming toward it, that could scare the hell out of a baby.
Rebecca,
if your penis hit in the head and caused brain damage or something?
Are you serious?
I don't know. I just don't think we should make love until we talk to the doctor.
Please?
We don't know what could happen, hon.
Okay. Fine.
But you know what? I bet if we wait a while, we can feel the baby move again.
Yeah. 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 That'll be just as much fun.
Sam and Sean on a tennis court. A gentle game of tennis. Sean moves close to the net. Sam whacks the ball furiously. Sean parries the shot away. Sam clouts the ball with ferocity. Sean ducks and shields himself with the racket. The ball goes way out.
That's my game.
Fuck!
Sam hammers the racket against the mesh fencing.
Hey, Sam!
Fuck!
He launches the racket towards Sean, who dives away.
Okay, that's it. That's no more tennis for today. That's it. What happened to your British etiquette? This John McEnroe thing is scaring me. Sam, what's the matter? What's the matter?
I am in the middle of a nervous breakdown.
I can see you're going to have a thrombo. What's the matter? Why?
Okay. Rebecca is pregnant. There.
What?
I am completely sexually frustrated. I do not sleep at night. I have these appalling nightmares all the time.
About what?
Ah, well, now, the latest nightmare is that the baby is deformed. You know, it's missing an arm, or it's got little cauliflower ears, or an eye in the middle of its forehead. I can't stand it. I don't know what...
Well, do you want the baby?
I don't know. I don't know what I want anymore.
Well, what about an abortion?
No, we're in the fifth month. It's too late.
Absolutely. Sit. Relax. Let's talk about this for real, my God. Jesus. I mean, you love Rebecca, right?
Yeah, I adore her.
Okay. You gotta be honest with her. You know, always let her know how you're feeling. You gotta talk to her. Talk to her. Christine and I never talked. We were idiots. We threw it all away. And now look at me. Look what I've become.
What do you mean? You have a wonderful time dating young girls.
I mean, my life's a pile of shit. It's a pile of shit. If it's empty and pointless, all those women. My sister Gail is right. If I continue this way, I'm facing a lifetime alone, without a family. I don't want to die like Van Gogh. It's terrifying. If you want to know the truth, man, I'd give anything to have Christine back. That's the truth. And sometimes, God strike me dead for admitting this, sometimes I think I'd like to be a father.
Sorry, right, no, you're serious. Well,
no.
Yeah, you'd probably make a good dad.
Well, you know, whatever, but me and you, we're getting older. I think it's time for us to face our responsibilities. But don't lose Rebecca. She's the best thing that ever happened to you.
Hey, you guys, it's the 30th, your membership fees are due.
Oh, my sister takes care of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did she just say it was the 30th?
Yeah, why?
Shit.
What's up?
Shit!
What's up?
Oh, this isn't happening. No.
What?
Oh. Today's our second ultrasound. I've missed it. I swore I wouldn't miss it. I've missed it.
Uh-oh.
Appointment was at 11. I can make it.
Go.
Yeah.
Sam sprints from the forecourt. He speeds down the road.
Oh, shit.
A sign reads perinatal services. Sam dashes down the corridor.
No, sir. Dr. Thatcher, please.
She's in there. But, sir, do I have you down for an appointment? Sir. Mr. Falcon?
Yeah.
She left about 15 minutes ago.
Sam grits his teeth. He lowers his head and leans against the door.
Thanks. Thank you.
Would you like to know the sex?
You mean the sex of the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, does Rebecca know?
Yes.
Okay, then.
It's a boy.
Dr. Thatcher smiles.
Boy. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, that means presumably you can actually see his, whatnot.
Penis,
yeah. And it's fine, is it? I mean, size-wise and all that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
Good. Lovely. And I assume everything else is as it should be, you know, the lip and eyes in the right spot and nothing whatsoever here.
Everything looks fine. Here, watch this with Rebecca. She forgot to take it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
The doctor hands him a tape.
That's actually him. That's my son.
Sam points to the recording. Dr. Thatcher nods.
Thank you.
Mr. Faulkner.
Yeah.
Pregnant women need a lot of support. Be affectionate with her. Kiss her a lot. She was pretty emotional earlier.
Right. Thanks.
Sam quietly opens the apartment door and tiptoes in. He is carrying a bunch of pink roses.
Bag? Hi.
Rebecca packs her belongings in a bag.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving.
I know I've missed a few appointments, but I...
Look, you don't care about me. You don't care about this baby. You're too wrapped up in your own feelings to deal with this pregnancy. You're just not ready to be a father.
Where would he go?
Marty and Gail's.
Marty and Gail?
I don't want to move in with my parents. And all my girlfriends are single, and they don't need some pregnant person living with them. And Gail and I have gotten to be really close. She knows what it's like to be pregnant, and she'll get me through this.
And the baby?
I'll raise the baby.
Alone?
Yeah. I get an apartment. I can do it by myself.
On a distraught Sam.
Babe.
An image of Sam standing all alone in his cozy apartment. He drops the car keys on the sideboard and the flowers along with them. He puts the tape down. The label reads Rebecca Taylor, ultrasound. Sam picks the tape up again. He swallows. He sticks the recording in the video player. He flicks the TV on, an image of his son floating in Rebecca's womb. He studies the image carefully. He leans in to watch the baby breathe. His eyes fill with tears. He beams. A close-up of the baby's heart beating. Speeds through the San Francisco suburbs. He pulls up outside Marty and Gail's house. He jogs to their front entrance, toys litter the sidewalk.
Marty, hi. Is she here?
She said she never wants to see you again.
Please, please, just let me talk to her for 2 seconds.
Listen, I feel for you, buddy. But if I let you in here, I'm going to be in the doghouse big time, and then I'm going to have to live with you. I mean, you're a great kisser and all, but...
Marty, who is it?
It's my mom, honey.
But your mother's dead.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird.
I'm sorry.
Marty, please, please. Look, at least, just tell her one... Just...
Marty slams the door in his face. Sam stands forlornly on the doorstep. He scratches his forehead. A view of Alcatraz. Sean is painting the view. Sam stands next to him, his back to the view.
What do you think of this? Take a look at this.
You're aiming specifically at the hotel room market now, huh?
You're right, it is. It's a hotel room painting. That's what it is. It's terrible. Look at that.
What happened to the nudes?
Oh, they weren't selling. You know, it's cheaper for guys to buy a copy of Playboy. Like, this is terrible. Here, bon voyage. Goodbye. I deep sixed it. There. Sleep with the fishes. You're absolutely right. I can smell the room service on that painting. It's terrible. But, you know, it's you. It's... But you're around. That's why I'm painting this way. You're very unhappy. You're like... You're like the antidote to exhilaration. It's, if I take any more of this, then I'm going to be painting cats and clowns. What is the... Is it Rebecca? You haven't heard from her, is that?
No, I haven't heard from her. I have told you. I've told you so many times she refuses to see me. You know, she won't answer my calls, reply to my letters. It's a total... shut-off. I've thrown away the most important thing in my life. Just like that.
He clicks his fingers.
You need a new outlook. No. Don't scoff. Listen, forget about Rebecca.
How could you say that to me? You were the one who pointed out, reminded me that she was the most important thing in my life only just weeks ago.
I never said that. I never said that.
You said it at the tennis court.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what if I did? You know, that was then, but now it's over, and you got to get on with your life. Listen to this. Buy some new clothes. I'm telling you, we'll learn a new sport. I'll throw a party, and you'll meet some new people. Come on, we'll have some fun.
I don't think so, Sean.
Start with a smile. Just smile, for heaven's sakes.
Sam breaks into a cheesy grin.
Well, that's hideous. But, you know, that's the idea.
At a beauty parlor, Sean watches intently as Sam has a piercing.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you.
Sean and Sam through the mirror with identical piercings. On a San Francisco hilltop, Sean drags Sam across a pedestrian walkway on roller skates. Sam wobbles all over the place. As they cross, Sean bumps into a female acquaintance, He lets go of Sam. Sam sways, twists his body and accelerates down the hill. Removal men carry a battered Sam from a truck. They dump him on a sofa. At a gallery party, Sean boogies up close with Bobby. Just one more try, I would be as alone until the day I die. Sam sits in a corner stroking his cat. He sucks a bottle of beer. A miserable Sam stares into space. A pert blonde scans the room. She catches Sam's eye and breaks out into a broad grin. Sam nods and smiles back. He waves. She pouts and struts over in his direction. Sam blinks open-mouthed. She wriggles her way through the dancers.
Always thinking about
you. Wanna dance?
She throws the cat off his lap. She takes his hand and leads him to the dance floor. He jigs around, feigning happiness. She wraps her arms around his shoulders and drags him down. Later, Sam drives the blonde home in his car.
Thanks for the ride home.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
An awkward silence.
Want to come up for coffee?
No, thanks. No, I'm just gonna shoot off.
Oh. Do you want to come up for sex?
Wow. That's pretty direct. No, the thing is, Lily, I think, you're incredibly attractive, but I think it's just a bit early for me to get involved, so take a rain check on another day.
The blonde, Lily, fixes him with an intense stare. A sulky Lily juts out her bottom lip. She clambers out of the car. Sam puts on his spectacles and exhales. Later, Sam is in bed reading What to Expect When You Are Expecting. He lies on one side of the bed, the space next to him vacant. Meanwhile, at Marty and Gail's, Rebecca lies on the other side of her bed, the space next to her vacant. She too reads What to Expect When You Are Expecting. She puts the book down on the bedside table and turns out the light. At Sam's, the book is now on the bedside table too. Sam lies awake, motionless. Rebecca lies awake. A tear crawls down her cheek. She sniffs. At Dwyer Family Ford, a huge inflatable vampire in a suit and cloak stands on top of the property. Sam drives up in his sporty car. It's a Halloween promotion. A banner reads, "Our prices are so low it's scary." Marty is in a vampire outfit.
All right, seriously, folks, if you guys travel a lot, this is the perfect vehicle because you've got a lot of room in the back. You can actually put a queen-size waterbed in the back. You ever been on a waterbed?
Oh, I love a waterbed.
You love waterbed?
Can I help you, sir?
Those buckets, yeah, you know, when you're driving over
I'm
bumps,
looking
like
for Mr. Dwyer. He's right over there.
Very soft. You never have to worry about hemorrhoids. That's nice on a cross-country journey. Listen, I'll be right back with you guys, okay? Okay, just enjoy the car. Thanks for coming down, man. I missed you.
Thanks. Well, this is very painful for me, but, I want to buy a new car.
Buddy! It's about time. We happen to have a few around here, you know.
Listen, how's Rebecca?
She's great.
Yeah, you're taking good care of her, huh?
Yeah, Gail's take her out shopping and they're exercising and stuff. Then I make a dinner every night.
Right. And she's really doing okay?
Yeah, she is. The first month was bad, you know, just crying a lot. But she hasn't even mentioned your name in the last 2 weeks. I think she's getting over you. Come here. This is the car for you. Okay?
Listen.
All right.
Mark.
Yes.
I need to see her.
Oh, she doesn't want to see you, though.
I know, but I really have to speak to her, okay?
I want her back.
Well, that's going to take a lot of convincing.
Please, do something for me. Just, organize a sort of a chance meeting. You know, like you bring her to a grocery store or a restaurant or something, and I just happen to be there.
I don't know.
I know. Ask Gail if I could babysit your kids on Saturday afternoon.
You want to babysit for my kids?
Yes! In fact, it's brilliant, because then it'll convince Rebecca that I like being around children, you see.
No. Because that's going to get me in big trouble with Gail. And you know how mad she gets. No!
Marty, please do this for me!
Okay, I will.
Thanks! Excellent.
In a park in a San Francisco suburb, children play on swings and climbing frames. Sam pushes Molly on a swing.
Oh, there we go. This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't this jolly, Molly?
Yes. Listen to this. Hmm? I remove the victim's brains with an ice cream scooper. Awesome, huh?
Shannon, there are other children here, and they really don't want to hear all that beastly stuff, all right? So you just read quiet. Yes.
Hiya.
Now, Patsy, no, that's not funny, my love. Don't strangle the little boy.
But he likes it. Say uncle!
Yes, that's it.
Hey, Sam!
Just put him down.
Sam!
Ooh. Sam is hit in the face by the swing.
Sam, are you okay?
Okay. Fine.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Good. We're all getting on well here.
Is Rebecca coming?
No.
No? Marty, we had an agreement.
She's in the hospital, Sam.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, there might be a problem with the pregnancy.
What kind of problem? What are you talking about?
Well, the doctors don't know yet, but she's with them. And they're good doctors.
Jesus.
Be careful, Sam.
Sam sprints through the park. At the hospital.
Hi. Which room is Rebecca Taylor in, please?
615.
Where's that?
Just around the corner.
Sam runs around a corner. Gail is talking to the doctor.
Yeah.
Hi.
So, is she going to be all right?
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
Oh,
she just started having some contractions, and she started dilating a little, so they just want to keep her here overnight, restrict her movement, and just sometimes happens in the seventh month.
The baby's okay?
Yeah, baby's great.
Gail narrows her eyes.
So, can I see her?
She scrutinizes him.
Don't upset her.
I won't.
Promise?
Yeah, promise.
Sam opens the door and tentatively slides into the room. Rebecca lies in bed.
Hi.
Hi.
She sits up and combs her hair with her fingers.
What are you doing here?
Well, you know, I was worried about you and the baby.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's what Gail said.
Sam fixes her with puppy dog eyes. He takes in the sound of the monitor beeping.
Is this noise? Is that the baby's heartbeat?
Yeah.
A printout streams to the machine.
Strong?
Yeah.
Beck, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was a disgrace. I mean, I know now exactly what a bastard I was. I was completely selfish, and you had absolutely every right to walk out on me. But I just want you to reconsider.
Sam, please.
The thing is, let me just explain that. I know that I've changed.
You don't believe in change?
No, I do. I do now. Change is great. Change is what it's all about. Anyone who doesn't believe in change is a coward. Which is what I was. I was scared. I was scared of losing control and of losing, you know, you or what we had together and losing my youth.
Aren't you now?
No, especially not my youth. I mean, my youth is here, doing well.
I'd really love to believe this.
Listen. I've seen the second ultrasound. You know the one you left at Dr. Thatcher's the day I was late? And the point is, I don't care what I think or don't think anymore. I don't give a damn about me.
I'm in love with my child.
You are?
I'm completely in love with you for having it.
Samuel, you almost ruined everything.
Please. It's the seventh month. The baby can hear you.
How do you know that?
Because I know about babies and I've been reading up. Dr. Brazelton, What to Expect When You're Expecting, Penelope Leach. I've been to a Lamar's class. I was the only single father there.
Really?
And I sold a Porsche.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yep, Marty gave me a terrible deal on a, you know, big family car.
He did?
Yes, parked outside, car seat, family extras. Just needs a family.
He stares eagerly at her.
And, what's this?
He hands her a ring box. She fingers the box.
Open it.
A tearful Rebecca flips open the box. Inside, a solitaire diamond ring. She sobs.
Would you be my wife?
She laughs.
Yes.
They cuddle. Sam kisses her cheek repeatedly. He finally plants a kiss on her lips.
Yes!
Gail clenches her fist in delight.
Oh, one condition.
Okay.
Lose the earring.
That's gone.
Outside St. Peter and Paul Church, guests crowd at the entrance where Sam and Rebecca emerge a married couple. Everyone throws confetti. The happy couple smooch. Marty grabs Sam for a kiss. Much later, Sam kicks open the apartment door. He is carrying Rebecca. He staggers backward, then pitches himself over the threshold. Rebecca switches the light on.
Thank you, I've always wanted to be carried over a threshold. You all right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got something to show you.
He leads Rebecca into the second bedroom. It is kitted out with a cot, rocking chair and toys. A close-up of the lilac and white room with its multitude of teddy bears.
Oh, Samuel. It's beautiful. You did this all by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. It's perfect.
Night in the city. A full moon. At Star's Dining Bar.
How are you feeling?
Okay. My feet are really swollen. My back's killing me.
Well, look. Leave this to me. Yeah? I'm going to pull a few strings.
All right.
He wanders over to the hostess in charge of seating.
Hi, look. I'm sorry to bother you, but my wife's pregnant. In fact, she's due in 2 weeks. And I was just wondering, Billy?
Samuel? Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, what a coincidence. How long have you been working here?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How are things?
Busy.
Sam indicates Rebecca's bump.
Oh, obviously.
So listen, Lily, how long is the wait for a table going to be?
Give me a few minutes. I'll seat you right away.
Okay.
Great.
Sam returns to Rebecca.
Succès. She's just setting the table now.
Do you know her?
Who?
The hostess.
The hostess?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen her before in my life.
Samuel!
On Sam caught out, Lily waves her hand to beckon them over.
She called you Samuel.
Yeah. It's my name.
yeah, but you're on a first name basis with a woman you've never seen before in your life?
Well, she took my first name. See?
Some places they do that. They take the first name.
Some places they use last names. Yeah, they use first names.
Oh.
You're silly. Huh?
Yeah.
You're paranoid.
Oh, sorry.
Lily leads them to their table. Rebecca collapses against a table, breaking a glass. Lily goes to deal with the glass and cuts her fingers.
Shit!
What?
Oh.
What?
I cut my hand.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
Samuel?
Yeah, hang on, honey, this is quite serious.
No, Samuel?
That is going to need stitches, seriously.
Samuel?
What?
My water broke.
But we'll get you another.
No, my water broke.
This water broke?
Yeah.
That means it's time, doesn't
That's right, it's time.
Well, then we've got to go to the hospital.
Right.
Well, go!
Wait! Wait for me!
Sam skids the Jeep around a corner, narrowly missing a car.
Got the doctor's machine again! I mean, where could he be at some bloody doctor's party, the bastard? Oh, come on, car, please go faster.
When did you sell the Porsche?
Sam screws up his eyes.
I knew it.
What, hon?
You slept with her, didn't you? Well, we were apart.
It was completely innocent. Nothing happened. I was completely faithful to you. Lily, tell her, wasn't I completely faithful?
Completely faithful.
There, see?
No, I don't believe you. Who's also innocent, then why did you lie about knowing her?
Only because I didn't want to upset you, because you were in a fragile state.
I'm in a much more fragile state now.
Listen, I swear to you, on the life of my child, I did not sleep with this woman.
Sam turns his eyes to the road. An elderly couple totter across. Sam brakes and screeches to a full stop right in front of them.
Sorry, son of a bitch! He has a heart condition!
My
friend!
I'm sorry!
What? George, are you all right?
I'm having chest pains.
I'll call an ambulance.
Well, look, I'm on the way to the hospital if you'd like a ride.
The two stare in disbelief. Sam's Jeep flies through the air. He skids into a second corner.
Where is Dr. Green? Get on the phone and try, grimy scumbag!
Will you leave me alone? Leave me alone, you mad witch! Get off! Sorry, where is Dr. Green?
Did you try his home number?
Yes!
What about his beeper?
Yes. No. No.
Do you have that number?
Yeah. It's around here somewhere.
Sam swerves the car into the next corner.
Oh, where is that bloody number?
Samuel?
A cyclist rides into the road as Sam finds the paper. The cyclist goes over the bonnet and lands on the windscreen.
I'm sorry, are you all right?
My leg is broken.
Get!
Help me!
Yes!
Help me!
Help! Just stay there!
Are you trying to kill everyone in San Francisco, you asshole? We don't have time for this! My husband is having a heart attack!
The old lady, Lily, and Sam lift the injured cyclist up and ram him headfirst into the back. Outside San Francisco General Medical Center, the Jeep screeches to a full stop. Sam leaps out of the Jeep and dashes to the passenger side.
You, over here! I've got stitches, heart attack, woman in labor, and broken leg!
Sam pats the cyclist's leg.
Oh my God. Come, quick!
The paramedic pushes a wheelchair under Rebecca. An old deer dodders out on her Zimmer frame.
Please.
Sam picks her up, Zimmer frame and all, and moves her from the door.
That's all right, honey.
Sam wheels Rebecca into A&E. He lets go of the wheelchair to speak to the receptionist. Rebecca flies off.
I'm sorry. You all right?
Get me out of here.
You're right.
May I help you?
Yes, Rebecca Faulkner for Dr. Green. The water's broken.
Oh, I'll get the doctor for you, sir.
Okay. But come on, move!
Hey, don't push me.
Okay, I beg your pardon.
Get the doctor.
Yep, you aren't. Honey, how are you feeling?
The baby's ready.
What do you mean ready?
To come out!
Jesus Christ almighty, where is the bloody doctor?
Here I am.
Please, don't. No. Hi, where's Dr. Green? Where's our doctor?
Miami.
Miami?
Well, he's on vacation. You're 2 weeks early.
Yeah, but you're not the replacement doctor, are you?
Yes, I am.
No.
Oh, no, I want someone else.
There is nobody else.
There must be someone else. Find me another doctor.
There's no one else! All right? It is a full moon. Everybody is going into labor. Look around you. There are not enough doctors. There are not enough nurses. And there are not enough delivery rooms, okay? So unless you want to deliver this baby yourself, follow me!
Dr. Kosovich slams into the wall.
Oh, God. I'm okay. I'm a little nervous, okay? It's my first delivery.
Sam and Rebecca gape.
If there aren't any delivery rooms, where's she having the baby?
I'm going to put her in with another one of my patients.
You mean we're sharing a room?
I'm sorry, we're a little overbooked, okay?
The staff trolley her into a delivery room.
This woman on the delivery table immediately, if not later. Just come on, let's go.
Where are you taking me?
You're looking good. You're dilated to 7 centimeters.
How much is that?
I'll go. Okay? Remember? Very good, okay? All right, you look uncomfortable. I'm going to raise you down, okay?
No! Don't touch anything!
All right. I lowered it down. Get somebody out of here.
Hey, buddy!
No! What are you doing here?
I have no...
Oh, I'm cruising for chicks. Come on, I'm having a baby, for God's sake.
Come on.
Okay. Here we go.
Gail is panting in the other bed.
Oh, I know, but it's a full moon. Women are spouting about like crazy.
Oh, good. Everybody's old friends. Back to work!
Marty tapes the doctor.
Hello. How's she doing over there, Doc?
Oh, she's great. God bless America, okay?
Honey, smile. Smile for me, honey. I love you so much. Smile. You're so beautiful. Just smile. It's not bad, is it? It doesn't hurt. Oh, honey.
Okay. I'll get you some... I will...
Yes. Knock me out! Knock me out!
Can't you give us something for the pain?
You don't want natural childbirth?
No!
Okay, you want anesthesia?
What?
Drugs, yes?
Yes!
Okay, all right, give me a moment, I'm thinking.
What do you mean you don't know?
Kind of.
Well, thank you, coming bastard!
Shut up, you lying prick!
Sorry.
I can't take the pressure, don't yell at me!
Yes, it's fine.
Sam comforts him.
Valium. But Valium's no good for her!
No, for me!
No! I've got him! Oh, thank God!
Nurse!
Yes, doctor?
Call the anesthesiologist! This woman needs an enema!
An enema?
Enema?
Enema!
No, she needs a pedicure!
Pedicure?
This ain't no goddamn beauty parlor!
Epitaph!
Epitaph? She's not dead, you moron!
Epidermis? What is it, epilady?
Epidural, asshole!
That's right! Yes!
That's what I mean!
Well, come
I
on, man!
Epidural! I always get those confused. Enema, pedicure, epidermal. I should buy myself a clitoris.
You need a thesaurus is what you need. Clitoris, I don't even know what
you're doing. What are you doing? Go away from here.
Honey, I'm so proud of you and I love you so much.
I hate you. You did this to me, you miserable piece of dick brain horseshit, slime sucking son of a whore bitch.
That's perfect, sweetheart. I got it all on film. The kids are going to love it. Maybe I'll put it in the...
Gail whacks Marty and the camera slugs him in the eye.
I'm going to
hi everyone, hi, I'm Dr. Nusso. I'm here to administer the epidural.
Oh, yes, thank God!
What'd you get? You're going to inject that thing into my wife?
Mm-hmm, right into her spine.
Oh, you're like a bowling ball.
Uh-huh, good, excellent.
Sam passes out at the sight of the needle.
Look, you see, that is why women have the babies, you see? Because men can't handle the power.
Dr. Kosovich faints.
Get some smell of salt and get these men up off the floor!
On a baffled anaesthetist, the nurses administer smelling salts. Sam and Dr. Kosovich jolt awake. They shriek, then shriek on seeing each other.
No time for an epidural.
Why?
What are you standing here?
No. Doctor, there's no time for an epidural. I checked your service. She's dilated to 10.
Doctor, this woman is also dilated to 10.
Hi, everybody. Smile big. Give me a smile. Come on now.
What are you doing?
I'm recording history. I'm making you guys a souvenir. Isn't it great?
Get that thing off our face now.
We love it. We watch it at Christmas and everything.
Give it to me.
Whoa! No. I got a great shot of the head.
I'll give it.
Sam smashes the camera.
Broke my camera.
Marty punches him.
Sam, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry, man. I got a little carried away.
Sam charges him. They tussle on the floor. Dr. Kosovich trips over the grappling men. He strides between the women and ends up on Marty's back as Marty throttles Sam. He is thrown between Gail's legs. Sam tries to wriggle away. He kicks Marty in the groin. He jumps on his back.
I cannot believe you're fighting now! This is my
good moment.
This is my miracle!
Sam thumps Marty on the arm. Marty staggers into a surgical trolley, which topples over.
Right, now we're ready for the final push, all right? And you push! There you go! And it's out! All right. Here we go, Pimp. There we go. And this is... There we go. And she is free from you.
You have a girl, unless I cut the wrong cord. Bad joke. I'm going to smash.
Marty and Sam rise up from behind the trolley in wonder. Dr. Kosovich holds the baby.
Congratulations, Papa. You have a big, beautiful girl.
Can we still call her Samuel?
She's not yours. She's yours.
No, she's not. No, she's not. I've already got three girls.
Four, actually, counting this one.
Holy shit. Jeez,
I'm not going to be late if you come on.
What's going on here, honey? What's going on? I bought all that cowboy stuff. Honey, I bought all that cowboy stuff, and I bought the sports stuff, and I bought all the other stuff, and it's all... Is there another one in there, honey? What happened? Yes, she is, honey. But how's she going to play for the 49ers?
Well, she could play.
No.
You think so?
Yeah, she could do anything. Yeah.
She's a pretty good heart.
Rebecca is still pushing.
One more push, and you will see your baby. Okay. Time for the final push. Ready? There we go. Ready?
Rebecca screws up her eyes and sobs as her son is born.
Open your eyes. Take a look at your son.
Rebecca and Sam kiss. Dr. Kosovich raises up the baby boy.
Say hello to Papa. Thank you for choosing me. He's very handsome. He's got very big testicles too.
Well, yes, he would have.
He places the baby boy in a blanket on Rebecca's chest.
I know it's great, isn't it?
We're a family.
They smooch.
Thanks.
Later at San Francisco General Medical Center, a room full of wailing babies. Marty leans against the window and stares in. He taps the pane at his baby daughter. His daughter eyeballs him. Sam arrives.
Hey. He's looking at me.
Just got your eyes.
Think so?
Yeah. And your hair and your figure, in fact.
Shut up. I guess having another girl's not so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to keep trying for a boy.
Yeah.
Think of all the new positions.
Yeah.
Jesus, poor Gail. Listen, I'm sorry about your camera.
Oh, no, I was out of line. It's my fault.
Mart, I just want to say thanks.
For what?
Well, for today. For, without you and Gail, I just probably wouldn't be here and probably wouldn't be a dad, so.
You're welcome, buddy. I love you, man.
They slap each other.
And I love you, big guy.
Hey,
we did it, huh?
Listen, I'm sorry about what happened.
Oh, no, no.
No, really, we underestimated you.
Oh, please, without you, come on. Hey, we make a great team.
Hey, Doc, have you been celebrating a little bit there?
Just a little bit. Come on, we'll crack another bottle, okay?
I'll be right back, but first I have to circumcise your son.
Okay.
What? Shit!
Dr. Kozovich!
Night, Sam and Rebecca's apartment. The baby wails, Rebecca wakes up. Sam leans over.
I'll go.
He plants a kiss on her cheek. Sam picks up his son and kisses him. In the living room, he pops a vinyl on the record deck. Rebecca sits up in bed. She clicks on the light. She clambers out of bed. Sam rocks his son. A blissful Rebecca looks on. There is no path, there's only future, there's only here, there's only... Sam spots her.
Sorry if we woke you, but it was a bit tense. I thought we'd have a bit of dancing here. Yeah, it's very good for tension.
Rebecca nods. She steps towards Sam and their son. Sam wraps his arm around Rebecca. They both cuddle the baby.
Can I dance with Mummy? She's a professional, you know. She's better than me.
They smooch. They sway in time to the music. The baby falls asleep. Nine months. Pictures of the cast as toddlers. Audio description by TFC.